We look forward to seeing you at 2 Days of Truth being presented by Beyond Labels. It's our fourth annual 2 Days of Truth Summit. This year's theme is Detox is for Everybody. We're bombarded by everything from chemtrails to EMFs to pesticides, herbicides, even toxic people. We're going to deal with all of these aspects at the 2 Days of Truth Summit coming up. Sina, give us the final information.
I'm really excited about this summit. I think this is going to be our best one yet. It's June 14th and 15th at Polyphase Farm. We have some fantastic speakers like Sayer G, the founder of Green Med Info, Dr. Leland Stillman, who's been featured by Wise Traditions lately, Hilda Labrador, affectionately known as Holistic Hilda, you and me, of course. We also have, for the first time ever, a kids and teens program. So now the adults can enjoy the adult side while they know that their kids and their teens are having fun while also being educated by Joel, myself, and Hilda. It's going to be a blast. And this year, what we're going to do is we're going to actually teach you ancient and modern techniques for how to detoxify the body, mind, and spirit. And we're going to help you put together a personalized plan, like an action plan that you can take home and start. As soon as you arrive home, you can implement this action plan and start your detoxing.
You know, listen, folks, Polyphase is only 8 hours from half of the U.S. population. Take a long weekend, come join us, and you'll rub shoulders with other like-minded people, find our tribe, and be encouraged. It's a lonely place out there lots of times, especially if you're a bit of a maverick. So come and spend time with other mavericks and get encouraged, inspired, and enthused about living a more healthy life.
So I love the topic for this year, detoxification. It is one of the most important topics that we could ever address at our health summit. Because as Joel mentioned, everyone, every single person needs to know how to detoxify their body, mind, and spirit in order to achieve optimal health and wellness.
Okay, so Jessica writes in to the show and she says, I have heard Joel discuss industrial chicken slaughters that occurred as a result of disease in birds. And she attached an article to this where they talk about birds being killed now because of a business failure. So she said, this is new to her. Why don't they process the birds? Why does the industrial response have to be a swift annihilation of food that can go a long way in feeding families? It was hundreds of thousands of chickens. That's a lot of food. I feel sadness that our society has become so disconnected from creation that killing mass amounts of birds simply because we no longer have a use for them is justifiable. Thanks for all you do, Jessica Rivas.
Okay, so thanks, Jessica, for the question. We really appreciate it. And along with the question, she forwarded us the news article about the depopulation. And so here's the deal. This is called Cook's Ventures. It's a great, great big factory farm chicken operation in Arkansas. And it went belly up, went bankrupt or whatever. They discontinued operations. So why don't they process these chickens? Why did they euthanize them? So these were not meat chickens. There's a couple things going on here. One is that I want you to think about the like a pipeline, okay? So, you know, imagine kindergarten, elementary school, middle school, high school. You got this pipeline going on, okay? And here, what you have are you have chicks hatched, you have them you have them being raised, going out to a farm. Then they're being used for something, and then they're going into, you know, into processing. Well, in a company like this, everything is tied together. It's all tied together. So when you have a hiccup in one spot, it creates a hiccup in another spot. And so when the company stopped operations, when they went out of business, it wasn't like the processing end of the company could continue to functioning like normal while the production farms. So that they have this pipeline going in But if the end of the pipe stops up, i.e., you know, they can't pay their workers. They've got to shut down the processing thing because they've gone bankrupt and they can't pay their workers. We got to let everybody go. You've got all this production into the pipeline from the hatchery all the way up to the, you know, to the processing. You've got that pipeline already full, but suddenly you can't get those chickens processed. Now, nobody else will process those chickens. You can't take them. This was Cook's Ventures. You know, you can't take them over to Tyson. You can't take them. You can't call up Purdue and say, "Hey, Purdue, you know, we've got an extra, 50 million chickens here. Can you process it?" Because their pipeline is full too. So they can't take them anywhere else. And certainly Purdue doesn't want Cook's Ventures chickens. That would be a branding problem. They're not going to take somebody else's chickens. And so everything gets clogged up. And I think what this illustrates is that the system is tweaked to such a measure of what efficiency that there's simply no resilience to handle an event that just bobbles this efficiency chain. And so it's interesting in the article, you know, it says that they foamed the chickens. That's such a euphemistic thing. You know, foaming sounds fun. Foaming, you know, we put it on for aftershave. You there's all sorts of reasons for foaming. You know, kids play in foam at kid parks, right? Foam is fun. But in this case, the foam, so imagine, you know, there's 15,000 chickens in a house. And how do you kill 15,000 chickens rapidly? Well, one of the easiest ways is simply to pump soap suds in there, and the soap suds build up pretty quickly and suffocate the chickens. And so that's how you kill very rapidly. You kill a house full of chickens is with foam, basically soap suds. You simply suffocate them all. And that's quick, easy, you know, done from an industry standpoint. Now, I can't agree more. What a waste. But I think that it simply illustrates the inherent fragility and inability to flex within these highly compressed, supposedly highly efficient, you know, when you have a zero waste production system, that also means zero flexibility. There's no place for anything to happen, and you can't wait another week. You can't make an adjustment. And so what this is that the cost. So here we have a company that's failing. They decide to go bankrupt. The cost of finishing out those chickens is way more the cost of paying the processing and trying to finish them out is way more than simply the cost of destroying them. That's the bottom line. And so obviously nobody's thinking about the life of the chicken. How can we get out of this as cheaply and as quickly and efficiently as possible? And I couldn't agree with you more. It's a tragic waste, but I hope everybody realizes that this is created. Look, if you've got hundreds and thousands of small producers and somebody has a problem, somebody else can come over and dress those chickens. Somebody else can come over and handle that. I can tell you that in the pastured poultry movement, we have a lot of camaraderie. People help each other. People move stuff around. I've got a problem, and there's a lot of camaraderie and movement. And the numbers aren't so big that they overwhelm the system. Here, the numbers are so big, and the processing facilities so big, and the money so large, and the banks so much money. You see what I'm saying? The magnitude of everything reduces the flexibility of everything because everything is so big. So that's where we are. But it is a tragedy. Couldn't agree. Thank you for the question.
Thank you for joining us on Beyond Labels. Our mission with this podcast is to make it accessible to everyone.
But we are behind a paywall because the issues we discuss are often subject to censorship. We run into that, and so we have an extremely modest paywall to let us have the freedom to discuss the kind of issues we want to discuss in the way we want to discuss them. And you can become a member and enjoy all this content by clicking on the description box below. We look forward to having you join our family.